Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 310, Peace That Guards. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it, because Paul didn't write those words from somewhere quiet and comfortable, with time to sit and reflect. He wrote them from prison, in chains, with no certainty about what tomorrow would bring. And yet, he speaks of a peace that guards. That alone tells us everything we need to know. This peace does not depend on circumstances. The world sells us peace as the absence of problems. When everything settles down, then you'll have peace. But Paul tears that lie apart with his own life. God's peace doesn't wait for things to improve. It transcends the situation entirely. It flows from a person, not from a favorable set of conditions. And notice what Paul says about it. It surpasses all understanding. That isn't poetry for poetry's sake. It is a precise declaration. There are moments in life, you know the ones, when by every measure you should be falling apart, and you aren't. When logic says fear should have the floor, and somehow it doesn't, and you can't explain it. Your mind cannot solve that equation, and that is exactly the moment you realize this peace is not yours. It is his. It descended from somewhere the human mind simply cannot reach. But Paul goes further. He doesn't just tell us this peace exists. He tells us it guards. Think about that word, guards. Like a soldier posted at the gate. God's peace is not passive. It is not a gentle feeling that drifts in and out. It stands sentinel. It positions itself between you and the anxiety, between you and the spiral of thoughts that tries to swallow you at 3 a.m. It challenges what tries to enter. It actively protects. And what does he guard? The heart and the mind. Both fields where the fiercest battle takes place. The heart, where emotions tremble, where fear tries to take root, where grief quietly accumulates, and the mind, where thoughts circle without rest, where the what-ifs never quite go to sleep. Paul says Christ wants to guard both. You don't have to choose between what you feel and what you think. He tends to both. He is sufficient for both fronts at once. And why can he do this? Because this peace has an address, a home in Christ Jesus. It is not a breathing technique. It is not positive thinking. It is the result of someone who went to the cross carrying everything that crushes us and rose. Jesus bore the anxiety, the grief, the shame, the uncertainty. And he won. And because he won, you can live without that permanent weight pressing down on you. He is the source of this peace, and he is the place where it lives. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Name the thought, the worry, the one you've already been carrying since the moment you opened your eyes. Write it down, one sentence. And then out loud, not in your head, out loud, hand it to Jesus in a single prayer. Jesus, this is yours now. Invite his guard to take the first watch of your day. Stop carrying what he has already offered to hold. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.